the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
The 2023 Smithsonian Folklife Festival will kick off later this month in the nation's capital. The Ozarks will be front and center. Hundreds of thousands will converge on the National Mall for the two-week event featuring master artisans and other tradition bearers. They will share stories of culture, creativity, and community through their various performances and demonstrations. Produced annually by the Smithsonian Center for Folklife and Cultural Heritage, the festival has featured participants from all 50 states and more than 100 countries. It honors contemporary living cultural traditions and celebrates those who practice and sustain them. This year's festival carries the theme, The Ozarks, Faces and Facets of a Region. I'm Emily Letterman. Today, we are joined by Tom Peters, the Dean of Library Services at Missouri State University. Tom is also the co-curator of this year's festival.
So the festival itself runs 10 days, starts Thursday, June 29th, goes through the 4th of July. Then we take the 5th of July as a rest day, off day, and then we come back for the 6th to the 9th. So 10 days on the National Mall.
This year's festival will not only feature some familiar faces, but also familiar Ozark sounds.
So we'll be there. The whole festival will be there on the 4th of July. And then the evening of the 4th, the Ozark Mountain Daredevils are going to play on the National Mall.
Some of the key themes of the Smithsonian Folklife Festival each year are celebrations and gatherings, along with connections to land and place. What aspects of these themes will Missouri State help showcase this year?
And we also try to engender conversations about folkways. So it's not just a demonstration per se, but trying to engage with people. So things like quilting will be has always been a major part of Ozark's folk culture. Gig making. We're actually going to have someone there with a forge making gigs for gig fishing. One of the things I'm really excited about is we're going to have a whole plant knowledge area. And, you know, I'm not a native Ozarker, but just when you talk about foraging in the Ozarks, it's popular today. It was popular 100 years ago. It was popular 200 years ago. It was popular 500 years ago before white people came into the region in big numbers. And so we're really excited about it's not just about music and dance and the usual suspects in terms of crafts, but there'll be a whole plant knowledge area.
Missouri State's involvement in the project is years in the making and something Tom says the university is thrilled to be a part of.
We were approached by the Smithsonian maybe 3 years ago. They wanted to do the Ozarks and they wanted the university to be the lead organization in the region. So we've got a lot of organizations and individuals involved in this, but they needed a sort of a lead organization. Well, we had a lot of meetings just talking about that. We finally decided, yes, we want to do that. And then I was tagged, I guess, to be the co-curator, I think is my official title. So there's a curator at the Smithsonian, and I'm the co-curator of the event. But it really involves an amazing team of experts and talented individuals to make this all happen.
The festival is free and open to the public. For those who cannot travel to Washington this summer, many events will be live streamed through the Smithsonian's website. But Tom says the library's work does not stop when the festival ends.
You know, the 10 days on the mall are going to be intense and wonderful, but we really, on both sides, before the 10 days and after the 10 days, we'll be doing other things that kind of tie into the overall festival. Some of the events will also be live streamed online. And we're also going to have a group of people, part of the team is going to be documenting what's going on. So there'll be a lot of still photographs, videos, interviews, mm-hmm. what we call oral histories, where we sit down with someone in a more kind of structured way and talk about their memories of being in the Ozarks.
If you'd like to learn more about the Ozarks faces and facets of the region during the Smithsonian Folklife Festival and see a full schedule of events, visit festival.si.edu. My guest today has been Tom Peters, the Dean of Library Services at Missouri State and the co-curator of this year's festival. I'm Emily Letterman for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.